Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Horde was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show in. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a molding. No proof, like I always wanted him. I never hated him, I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever tried again. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor. It's Gucci's galore. So many more, from six in the Mars. Never more. Man, if I'm honest, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin, give two sh who Tobin is.
Ah! Thanks, Low Dog.
That was good. That was good.
Thank you. Tobin and Leroy, good morning.
6 months ago, I want your honest reaction. Marcos first.
Yep.
The biggest sports story, maybe just story in general, in South Florida. FAU's basketball team. Go.
Good joke. That would be my reaction. 6 months ago.
6 months ago, Fig, I turn to you and I go, I'm telling you, mark the date. March 24th, we're going to walk in and we're going to be fired up about FAU Owls basketball. What would you say?
Birds? Who cares?
Actually,
that's what I would have said.
My question would have been
point for JF.
My question would have been this. So are they starting a basketball program?
You know, that is so, when I heard that they had like an undefeated home record, I was like, I didn't even know they played basketball. I really didn't even know.
So this is a team that's never won, probably never played in. I haven't even done the research. That's how hot it is. I know they've never won an NCAA basketball game. They go in, win the first one against Memphis, a team that just beat Houston, who you are going to have to take care of tonight. They beat Memphis, surprise some people. They get Fairleigh Dickinson. Let's be honest, Fairleigh Dickinson, a 16 seed that beat Purdue. Maybe a little overmatched. You say, okay, that's cute. 16, Sweet 16, FAU. You got your dream season. It was a good run. Tennessee was number one in the nation for part of the season. They're super athletic, super good. They've looked really good in the tournament. No shame. You had a good run, FAU. Good job getting to the Sweet 16, but, you know, good job. So you start watching the game, and like you would think, Marcos, you were probably watching the first minutes and saying, ah, Tennessee, they're up by 6, 7, 8 points. And you say, what up, Wody? I see somebody, Chapo Finesse. What up, Wody? For those, we'll get into what Wody means in a minute. But you start watching it, and Marcos, you're probably saying to yourself, ah, good run, guys. It's
yeah,
been fun.
I saw the halftime score, and I was like, ah, Tennessee, you know, FAU is going to FAU. I actually checked it this morning and found out that I was wrong. What a late start, dude. What was it, like 10 o'clock or something like that? It's past my bedtime.
Yeah, it was a late start because the game ahead, Kansas State and Michigan State went into overtime, which was an epic game also, by the way, so it pushed it even further back. Nonetheless, I'm watching periodically, because I am working at Duffy's in Plantation, doing the trivia, doing the DJing, doing the drinking and whatever
nice
else.
Nice plug.
I am a plug. Don't take that out of context.
Sorry, what's going on?
I'm a plug.
Who's the socket?
I'm kind of watching, you know, here and there, and all of a sudden I look up, and FAU is putting it on Tennessee. And I'm not just saying like they're up. They're like making baskets, contested baskets, tough baskets. And I was like, FAU's going to win this game. FAU's going to the Elite Eight, and there's still like 7 minutes left. And I was like, no, I mean, I know enough about basketball to know that they're the team in control, and I don't think they're going to slip up. And sure enough, they did not slip up. Those FAU Owls are tough as nails. No lie. I told you guys yesterday, I would be surprised if they won. I'm here happily surprised. I am happily, happily surprised.
For sure.
Man.
I think you mentioned the possibility. I heard you yesterday on Day at Night, I believe. I think you mentioned the possibility of having the Hurricanes and the Owls in the Final Four, and you're like, nah, well, you know, first we got to get past Tennessee. And I was actually, of course, you know, first you got
to. So all you have to do, FAU, way overmatched, has to beat Tennessee. That ain't going to happen. Now the U got to go in tonight, men's team tonight, got to go in and face Houston, who's been number one most of the season.
Yep.
The women's basketball team and the Cavender Twins, Katie Meyer, they got to beat Villanova.
Yep.
Just got to keep winning. Oh, yeah, and then Nova Southeastern, by the way, is in the national championship for Division II.
Isn't that crazy?
So, theoretically, and we're going to get to this in a little bit, we're going to play a little scenario game where if all four teams win, obviously, you know, the parade's going to be huge. But a combination of teams, I mean, where would the parades be held for the national championships?
Yeah, I need to know.
I need to know.
I need a front row.
I do want to ask a very important question, and both of you, Marcos and Jay Fick, can answer me this.
Yes.
With what's happening now in South Florida, and I'm going to consider South Florida a town. I'm just going to use that as a general term. Is South Florida a football town with a basketball problem, or has it become, and take this as you will, a basketball town with a football problem? Marcos?
As much as the Heat have been good to the city, as good as the Canes are doing, and as good as in basketball, as good as all the other basketball teams in South Florida are doing, I know that if the Miami Dolphins make it past the wild card, this city will be buzzing as if the Canes won the national championship. Unfortunately, I don't know what it is about down here. I think no matter what happens, it will remain a football town. We just go crazy. I don't know.
It's true.
Figgy. Really? Because I feel like this is a basketball town.
That's fair.
I get that.
I mean, and it should be.
We've had
it.
A lot more success with our basketball teams.
Yep.
And it's been difficult to be a football fan here in this town with the Dolphins. True. Now, things are coming up and things are looking better. Yes, and the Canes as well.
Mm-hmm. And FAU. And FIU.
And FAU. And the Owls and everything else. Okay, guys.
St. Thomas.
Okay,
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know what the record is.
You can't even get to my point.
Well, we're just trying to get you to that point.
Well, you know what?
You're actually making a very good point. Go
ahead. Okay, well, point. You know what? I already forgot my point.
The point is
that I think that things are switching up now.
Yeah.
And it's exciting because we're just seeing things that haven't been seen in years. So it's quickly shifting, I think.
I'll tell you this. The way I feel about it is, yes, football is king, but football is king pretty much everywhere in the United States. If the Dolphins make a run, absolutely. The Canes make a run.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be fanatical about football. But right now, and this is a basketball town. Don't get anything twisted. It reminds me a lot of Los Angeles. It's a basketball town. You got the Heat. You got FAU. Despite all the doubting Thomases, me.
You got the Canes.
You got the Canes, men's and women's team. You got Nova Southeastern. They've been really good.
The success is there.
This town is built for indoor sports. Let's be honest. It's hot. It's crazy. It's weird. Hot. It's sexier inside than it is outside in the heat.
Is it?
What?
No way. It's way sexier outside.
Yes, because sweat is sexy.
I love that sexy air conditioning. Nonetheless, but also get the play on the words. It's a basketball town with a football problem.
Yeah.
You have the Dolphins who haven't won a playoff game in forever.
For sure.
The Canes, who had a terrible season and haven't been the Miami Hurricanes, the U, in a very long time. We have a problem with football right now, but we don't have a problem with basketball.
Again, though, like the success has definitely been there with basketball. I 100% agree. I even think Heat games are funner to go to than, you know, other football events.
I don't know. That tailgating's pretty rowdy.
That tailgating is pretty fun. Trust me. I know all about it.
Of course you say that, but it is a lot of fun.
Okay. You're wrong, but, you know, you're right.
No, but you know what? You guys are missing a very important.
Thank you, Figgy. I can't get away from it. In my private life, I got to deal with it. Now I get you here to keep me straight, too. I appreciate that.
Keep everybody straight around here.
Keep me real.
So you're forgetting about the Panthers. I know we're talking about basketball and football, but you know.
I'm trying to get high right now. It's Friday, Figgy.
I forgot that week. Okay, I understand where you're coming from. Never mind.
Trying to get high. Gotcha. But it's a good question to ask. And I think it's a good question that all South Florida needs to ask itself. Are we a football town with a basketball problem? Or, Figgy and I are saying maybe we're a basketball town. And like I said, take this.
We have our seasons.
Take this pun or take this double entendre.
Yeah. Is that
for this euphemism, as I like to say?
All right.
Are we a basketball town with a football problem? Something that we're going to probably weigh in on the rest of the day. You know, though, since I am trying to get high and I am feeling good, I want to get you caught up on all the sports headlines, but not just reading you the headlines. I want a little bit of music, a little South Florida music.
Oh, damn.
Whoa. And I want us all to feel a little good. YouTube's not allowed that.
Oh. Are we scratching it? Is that a scratch?
You can play it for the radio audience, but for the YouTube audience, I am so sorry, guys.
Is this, okay.
So, how about we do this? Play it for the radio audience, for the Odyssey app audience.
Odyssey app, if you want to listen to those good tunes.
And for those beautiful people that are watching our beautiful faces on Twitch, YouTube Live, 560 WQAM, I'm going to do some dancing around while this plays.
Oh, nice.
So enjoy the audio and enjoy the video. You're going to get a different taste of both right now. Girl, you know
Better represent like me. Might be a little awkward for people who are not listening.
It's Forrest veering right. Out front to Boyd. Gives it back to Forrest. They'll try another three. Good!
And they hear this montage.
Michael Forrest back-to-back threes. And
so they get it. But I'm going to play Dan Day's official spot.
With 9:40 to go.
So at least they hear Dan dancing to music.
Rebound pulled down by Martin at FAU on the run. 3-on-2. Left wing Weatherspoon. Head fake. Goes around his man. Kicks it out to Martin. He'll try the three. It's good! Elijah Martin with a tray. He's got 9 at
I'm
FAU.
Sorry you guys can't listen
70.
To this, but...
And the rebound. Davis taps into
Switching
a throw.
YouTube,
down court
suggest.
Point.
To
drops
to
the left. Lays it in! Nick Boyd off the feed from
you
John
can tell
L. Davis
Friday.
At
Band-Aid's
FAU
body
leads
knows
by
it.
7. Who like to sneak like you? Who
like to creep Daniel! Like you?
Like you. Rother will get it in. Salas picks it up. Clock starts. 11
Let's
seconds.
Salas we're getting
across
fired
the top. Pitch it back. Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it. Oh, he hit it. Strother from the top. 7 seconds left. Campbell on the run. Into the front court. Drives the right side. Stripped away. Strother's got it. Fouled with 1.1 to go. Aikens has it. 12 seconds to go. Looking around. Gets it inbounds. Walker. Walker jumps it out to Hauser. Goes right wing to Hall. 8 seconds.
If
out
you
to
fall
Walker.
Back,
Walker
it.
Tries to force one up. It's stripped by Noel, who gets the basketball first. Noel drives in, lays it up, and it goes in at the buzzer. And Kansas State has advanced to the Elite Eight. Noel, who has been the shining star tonight, stripped Walker, came up with the basketball, laid it in right before the buzzer. 98,
do you want us to count your argument here?
Kansas State defeats Michigan State in a game for the ages.
This one is over, and Connecticut is on to the Elite Eight. Win number 28 on the year for UConn. A dominating 88-65 win over the Arkansas Razorbacks. The Connecticut Huskies on to the Elite Eight.
Highland drives, middle kick, right wing. Westbrook, a three ball. It's good. Russell Westbrook, 22 against his former team and pumping up the crowd at Crypto.com Arena. 114-89.
And they're not even going to foul. That's going to do it. Magic beat the Knicks 111-106. And to all the Knicks fans in the building, we appreciate your business. Drive safely.
O'Neal looking. Out front, Bridges, half court shot.
Cavs
win. Cavaliers win it 116-114. The Florida Atlantic Owls, who had never won an NCAA tournament game before this season, have won 3 in the tournament now. They are heading to the Elite Eight for a date with Kansas State on Saturday. The remarkable year for Dusty May and Florida Atlantic continues their 34th win of the season. Brian Greenlee and Nick Boyd standing on the table to our left and celebrating with the FAU fans. The final score, Florida Atlantic 62.
How long
Tennessee
is this montage? So what's come on through? It ain't no telling what I'm new girl. So is this where we're ending? Is this going on?
Woo! That was fun right there. No, wow. Now. FAU defeated Tennessee 62-55 to advance to their first Elite Eight. And these headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
Thank you, Figgy. Woo! FAU shutting me up. I ain't gonna lie. I was really not high on them yesterday.
You sure?
I even told the world, I go outside of South Florida, nobody knows where FAU is. They think they're from Miami.
Marcos didn't even know where they were.
No, Marcos did guess Boca.
Is it Boca?
The world sort of knows now.
Yeah. I know where Nova is. No, that's also in the championship. They're like by my house.
It's in Boca,
I hate to ask another sad question. Figgy, you can answer this.
Yeah.
FIU is not technically in Miami, is it?
FIU?
Is in Kendall, right?
No, it's in Miami.
That's Miami? All the way west by your house?
Let's not discuss my house, but...
What's your address again?
FIU... FIU.
It's like Doral.
It's in Doral.
Okay, well.
And it's in Westchester.
It's in Miami.
And it's somewhat in Kendall. It is just all in the middle, okay, guys?
So, but the University of Miami technically is not in Miami proper. It's in Coral Gables.
True.
There you go. I'm just saying, like.
There's also an FIU in Biscayne.
That's true. I've driven by
it. And
there's
also one off I-75, I believe.
I'm so confused right now.
There's a lot of campuses.
FAU, Elite Eight. Tonight, Kansas State, last night actually, Kansas State defeated Michigan State 98-93 in overtime. Big time right there. They're going to be facing Kansas State, FAU. That's tomorrow, 6 o'clock. UConn blasted Arkansas 88-65. Well, Gonzaga buried a three to bury UCLA 79-76. Wow. And the reason I go, is because you know I like Jamie Hawkins Jr. He looks like me, kind of, except he can grow facial hair and I can't. I also had UCLA as like my only team still alive in my bracket. And I don't have money in my bracket, so what do I care? But still, nonetheless, Gonzaga.
My bracket.
This I don't even week do I even have gone. A bracket? I gotta go look. Do I have a bracket anymore?
I don't know how to fill out a bracket.
I'm in Robbie's group, and I am the last one. I used to be up in the uppers, you know?
Yeah.
You got two.
Anyone still okay, wait. If you get like one wrong, is your bracket done? Like how do bracket tournament things?
I don't know. This is my first time doing it. I'm not doing so great right now.
I thought you used to be up in the top, but this is your first time. I don't know how to fill out a bracket.
All right, let's talk about more bracket talk tonight. 6:30, San Diego State versus Alabama. We're all going for San Diego State. Hate Alabama. Oh God. The Canes, they take the court against Houston at 7:15. We can all agree we're going for the Canes. If you're not, get out of here. Princeton and Creighton, they throw down at 9 o'clock. I think we're all going for Princeton, correct?
Princeton?
Yeah, my mom wanted me to go to Princeton. Mm. Big problem. Really? Big problem. It's hard to get accepted there. It's a little harder than she thinks.
I'm sure.
But you're my baby boy. You're special. Well, you're not on the committee that'll accept students. So
that's true.
Princeton, though, that's that 15 seed making it happen. And then Xavier and Texas are going to duke it out at 9:45. Mm. I'm guessing we're all going for Xavier, right? Xavier of Ohio?
You know what? I'm actually going to go against
it. I wouldn't listen to me at this point.
Yeah, it's true. The bracket's not looking good. My bracket's not looking good either, but I just don't like picking teams with like that also could be names. Like, I know someone named Creighton. I know someone named Xavier. They're both not good at basketball, so I'm going to use that science to say that Princeton and Texas will win.
And you know, we love the ladies, Marcos and I, and we love you, Figgy, and then we love the Canes women's basketball team, so we got to show them some love. They're playing at 2:30 today. Figgy, when you get 2:30. Off, you're probably going to what, Titanic or Bob's Your Uncle or some dive bar, and you're going to go watch the game, right? Both of us?
I think it's time for break, guys.
Let's take a break. We're going to be right back with 15 minutes of heat on 560 WQAM.
Wait, can I go?
Vegas is a flutter. If you gambled, on the FAU Owls. Big time win last night. For all those that doubted me, eat it. Owls going to the Elite Eight. I think everybody's like, for the first time ever in program history. Well, they had never won a game in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I didn't even know they had basketball.
So yeah, like I said, my honest thing, if you'd have told me we'd be talking about FAU to open the show, I'd say, what, they got a new program?
Yeah.
But I do want to bring this up. That brings a good point. We're going to get to 15 minutes of heat next because this is more important. So everybody's still in play. And this is going to be the kiss of death. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Coach L, Coach Meyer. Everybody seems to be in play right now. You've got FAU already onto the Elite Eight. Good job, guys. Shut up all those doubters. Stop doubting FAU. They're going to have a tough game, though, against Kansas State. Nonetheless, today at 2:30, you've got the Canes women's team. Katie Meyer just continues to do great work with them. They've already defeated the number one seed, Indiana, at Indiana, by the way. So they're more than capable of beating Villanova today. Let's do it. Kane's men's basketball team. Coach Larrañaga treats that team not like a team, but a family. And that's why I believe in those guys. They've got to play a big game, of course, but they're all big games, especially when you get into the Sweet 16 against top-seeded Houston. Oh, by the way, the women's team took down a top seed. How about the men's team take down a top seed, go on to the Elite Eight? And oh yeah, by the way, Nova Southeastern, we're not sleeping on that Division II basketball. They are into the national championship game. They are 35-0, by the way, on the season. And Nova Southeastern, they're the Sharks. They outlasted Cal State San Bernardino. And Jay Fig, have you been to California before? No, you told me you've never been, right?
Never been to California.
You know what the locals in the San Bernardino, Southern California area call San Bernardino?
No.
Let me try.
Yep.
San Bernie.
Ah, it's good. It's Burdu.
Ah.
Burdu.
That's where the Hell's Angels originated from, San Bernardino, from Burdu.
Mm. Burdu.
Beautiful country. Well, nonetheless, they beat Cal State San Burdu 94-87. They are going to play in the Division II National Championship Saturday at 2 against West Liberty University. $50 to anyone that can tell me off the top of their head, where is West Liberty University?
New York.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Statue of Liberty. Let's play this.
Yeah.
Both Canes teams win the national. Yep. Well, of course, not. It's impossible because if the Canes men's team win the national championship, that means
West
FAU.
West Virginia.
Whew, I almost owed that dude $50. Jeez. Okay, so let's say this. And I got to look at the brackets, because is there a way FAU and Miami could meet in the national championship game? Basketball bracket, because this would help my scenario a little bit more. But nonetheless, I want to play a little game where we figure out whatever happens, where is the parade going to be? Depending on what happens, I'm trying to look. What year am I looking at right here? Okay, Alabama, San Diego State, Creighton, Kansas State, Florida Atlantic. Okay, so theoretically, yes. So three. Let's do this.
Yes.
Let's go through the impossible. Well, I shouldn't say impossible. I'm such a doubter. I'm a doubting Thomas. Fig's so mad at me right now because I don't believe. Let's say just for argument's sake. Let's say the University of Miami men's team defeats FAU in the national championship game. The women's team goes on to win the women's national championship, and Nova Southeastern wins the Division II national championship. Where would the parade be when you combine? Because, you know, I mean, FAU finishing second, that's not bad at all. Or vice versa, if the Hurricanes finish second to FAU, where would the parade be? I say with that big of a win, that many national championships, there's only one place you can do it, Biscayne Boulevard.
Wow, you think they got like Heat, Miami Heat kind of crowd for their parade?
I do.
I feel like that's probably the only
scenario where that happens.
Like the only good amount of space. Wow. And also a place where they can actually close off the street for.
Mm. So let me ask you this.
I disagree, though.
Oh, where do you think the parade is going to be, Marcos?
I think Cayocho.
That's another place that you can possibly close off. But
are people from Boca?
I don't think that would be the situation.
Are people from
Canes?
Boca coming down to Cayocho?
No.
They're scared as hell of Cayocho.
That's for the Canes. For the FAU Owls, for the Nova Southeastern, whomever wins in the Broward County area, you know, they can just go to, like, I think there's a Chuck E. Cheese or in Pines, if I'm not mistaken. They can just do something cool there.
Wait, wouldn't Las Olas maybe be the situation?
Yeah. Las Olas are just on ocean.
Ooh, like a boat parade, mm-hmm. Like how they did for the
Elbow Room is going to be hype.
Right, yeah. In front of Elbow Room, I think that would be a very great place for a parade.
Okay, so
it's close to that.
If the maximum scenario happens, I still think you shut down Biscayne, you do a little something, you have a great celebration, everyone can come out. Now, if the Canes men's and women's team win, you got to go down US-1 or somewhere near the University of Miami in Coral Gables, right? You can't shut down Biscayne, even though that is pretty monumental. But this isn't a college town. Let's be honest. This is a big city.
If they were to win, I would say Cayocho.
For the U?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't have a parade on Ponce de Leon or on US?
They can.
They can't shut down US-1 because, you know.
That festival that goes on there. So they can close. Why are you doing that?
I'm so excited, Fig. I'm thinking about you and I drinking stouts at that parade. Wow. I've been thinking about you a lot today, Fig. I think it's because you're in front of me.
What's going on?
It's Friday.
You need to think. You can just look. She's here.
But you know what I'm saying, Fig? Like, I mean, you and I could be drinking stout, Titanic. Marcos, you can be drinking your honey beer from Tarpon River.
I don't like the way you said that, though. I feel
it was a little sketch the way you said it. I mean, I like that very much. I will drink beer with you.
Okay, first of all, the stout's probably like 6%. That honey beer you drink like 9.5%.
Oh, yeah, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
I'm not diminishing your abilities. Yeah. So, okay.
I feel like the stouts are a lot stronger when you say that.
Whoa, man.
I think if the Hurricanes men's and women's team win, maybe you shut down Ponce de Leon and you have a nice parade, and then you end up at the Watsco Center and you have a huge celebration. I think that's...
Whoa. And then they play each other one-on-one?
You know, that's...
Yeah, too much.
Creative, but no.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just won a national championship. How anticlimactic is this going to be? The real national championship. Man versus woman. Let's go.
Look, I'm looking up the Gaiocho Music Festival. It draws more than 1.5 million people. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm sure not all those people are next to each other at the same time, but I just feel like that area can hold a lot of people, long story short.
Okay, so now let's talk about the scenario where just FAU wins the national championship in basketball.
For sure.
Where's the parade?
Mark Hochman's house. His name,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I would be there for that.
If
he would invite me to a Seder or a party or anything in his house, I would definitely go, because Hawk, he spares no expense. He's a great hang.
I like it.
With that being said, I'm probably not gonna hang out with him tomorrow, even though I was invited to go to
that
the Panthers.
That is messed up, dude.
But Fig, where do you think the parade, if FAU is the only team that wins the national championship?
Yeah. I don't even
How
think,
far
I
like is the Las Olas from?
I like the elbow from room. Boca. It's Broward. It's nice.
How far is that from FAU?
I'm gonna it's
a good ways. Yeah, Boca is a good ways from downtown Fort Lauderdale.
It's like, what, 45 minutes?
It is 23 miles, about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. So actually, that elbow room parade is starting to sound worse and worse.
What is in Boca? Boca's so quiet, though. I really don't know. I don't really spend time in Boca, so I wouldn't know what's close enough for that.
You're saying more it's going to be probably somewhere just around the university.
I would say so.
And I'm starting to agree with you, although I like the fact of the elbow room and a bunch of owls running around. Maybe letting loose a couple of owls and having trainers around. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Let's see what happens.
I don't know, man.
We're not trying to wreak havoc here. We're trying to just say, you know, it'd be nice.
Jay Figs, a murderer.
That's true. You don't need to be around owls. You don't need to be around.
She's like, let's just see what happens if they run free. You know? Let's just see what happens.
Now, I'm going to ask a real serious question, and this is not to diminish or shade. Let's just say Nova Southeastern, which likely will win the national championship.
Nice.
They're the number one overall seed in Division II.
Yep.
They're 35-0 on the season. They're playing West Liberty University in the championship. That's going to be tomorrow.
Yep.
Let's say they're the only team that wins the championship. I'm being mean. Is there even a parade?
Okay.
Or is there just an assembly?
There has to be a field day at Brian Piccolo Park, which isn't too far.
No, really? You're joking, right?
It's in the same area.
Is there a Brian Piccolo Park?
Yes, there's a Brian Piccolo Park. It's maybe about
from Brian's song?
Yeah, the same guy.
He's from here?
I don't think so, but he's got a park. I don't know.
They played at Wake Forest. I know that.
What if they have a festival in Messner Park? Is that what it's called?
Messner? Where's that? Let me Google it.
Is that what it's called?
Let me do this.
Is that in Boca? I think it's in Boca.
Meisner.
There that's what
go.
I meant.
Ooh,
Meisner Park.
Wow, that's beautiful. There's an amphitheater as well.
Is that close by?
No.
To Boca?
Well, you know what?
Oh,
there
yeah,
is no parade.
That's for parade. Then she canceled the parade.
I'm saying Nova Southeastern, two things. They win the national championship.
Yes.
They deserve respect. There should be some type of assembly.
Yeah.
And they're
There's
more than
be
welcome.
Assembly, Dan.
Look, it'll be on campus, guys.
No, but the team's more than welcome to come here. We'll put them on.
Yeah, for sure.
Just let them know.
Yeah.
Let them know, Dan.
I can show them some skills. You know, I've got a good little jab. All right, I'm impressed.
Okay, you know what? I think it's time for break, right? I
guess so.
So 15 minutes of heat. I've been promising it for the past 30 minutes. It's next. 15 minutes of heat. It is 15 minutes of heat. We have gotten high on the FAU Owls, the women's Canes basketball team, the men's Canes basketball team, Nova Southeastern Sharks. national championship parade celebrations. We forgot about Hard Rock Stadium. That's another great location. You can have the parade in the parking lot or the gathering in the parking lot, going to the stadium. That would be really good. And then throw it all on top, the Heat winning the NBA Finals. Then you have a huge parade down Biscayne, but that's just the Heat. The Heat aren't sharing the spotlight with anybody, but we got bigger things to worry about right now. Let's look at the smaller picture. We are in the midst of Hate Week. Four games that could determine the Heat's season. They passed the first test. They beat the New York Knicks on Wednesday. They are technically in sixth place right now, but that's all semantics because the team that they're right above, half a game above, the Brooklyn Nets are coming to town Saturday. Whoever wins that game is going to be in sole possession of sixth place. Then you get Toronto. Then you get the Knicks again on Wednesday. You win all four games. You're looking pretty good. Pretty good. Call me an optimist. I think we take all four in Hate Week. Marcos, what do you think?
I think we take all four and we end Hate Week in fifth place.
With a lot of love.
With a lot of love.
And not just Kevin Love. Figgy, yeah. Are we pie in the sky? Is that realistic to think we're going to win all four games? We've already won one. Is it realistic to think we're going to win all four games?
You know, in a perfect world, I would say yes.
So you're saying yes?
No.
Oh.
I would say maybe, just maybe, the Nets tomorrow might be a situation.
Minus one.
No guts.
There's no minus one here. Okay.
No guts.
All the other games, I would say possibly yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We're real quick. Let's check in with Fake Leroy. Fake Leroy, what do you think about us winning all four games during this Hate Week?
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
No! If you think after all season the Heat are going to be consistent,
you must be crazy.
Now lean back real fast and act like you don't know you're leaning back.
You can still see me.
You can hear me.
Yeah, they've only won one four-game win streak all season.
I do hear Leroy's voice as we do approach this
Remember,
game.
I am Spirit Leroy, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? You brought up
so
a good
point.
So that
minus one?
Yeah. That was for him?
Is that a minus one?
No minus one here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
Bam
you,
has spoken.
I mean, why? Why do I let the Heat do it to me like this? I right now
You know, you're
believe,
pulling a Tobin right now. You're kind of
I know, but the thing
the
is, I'm not like
here,
that.
And then you're going to be very sad, and you're going to come down here.
Where exactly is he going to?
Look, I'm just saying, like, they beat the Knicks. I think they can definitely beat the Brooklyn Nets. Now you got that two games that you've won. You're feeling good. Now you really need it. And there's something about being hungry and thirsty. I know about being hungry and thirsty. When you're hungry and thirsty, there's just something about it. You beat Toronto, and then the Knicks are the Knicks.
Dan, if you're so hungry and thirsty, you should probably eat more than Minez sandwiches. That's your problem, to
What
be
did
honest.
I eat last night? Oh, yeah, I ate some biscuits last night.
You go from
pepper jelly. I'm trying
to
finish up that pepper jelly. I got a load of pepper jelly. I'm eating peanut butter and pepper jelly sandwiches. I'm eating biscuits with pepper jelly. I'm like pepper jellied out. But that's not the point.
Yes, that's not the point. Sorry.
So you've beaten the Knicks. Okay. You get the Nets. If you beat the Nets tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, at home, by the way, once again, I'm trying to give you reasons why my case is somewhat logical. It's an important game for both teams, but you're at home.
Not a true loss.
True win.
How about that?
You get Toronto. You've got those two games you banked on. And then if you beat Toronto, all you got to do is finish out against the Knicks, even though it is at Madison Square Garden. Once again, you're facing the Knicks, and it's the Knicks, and they are the Knicks, and they are going to be the Knicks, and you are going to be the Heat. The Knicks are regressing to their old selves. They had that hot streak. They got us. And when they got us, let's not lie, it took Julius Randle going off and hitting a big time shot pretty much at the buzzer.
Yeah, for sure.
3-1, I can accept. Cool. You fall somewhere, you lose to somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. 4-0, awesome. 2-2, I'm out. I'm done. I've been wanting to be done all year long.
Yeah.
2-2 at this stretch of the season after you won the first game. That's unacceptable. Fig, is there any way that you're out on this team? Well, if they lose the next three, they're probably out.
I will never be out with the Miami Heat, okay?
Yeah. That's
You
the
may
guts.
Say I don't have the guts.
That's the guts.
For what I said previously.
You know,
but I always have the guts.
All right. I like
and with
that.
With that being said, she does not believe in what we say, 4-0 in this hate week.
I'm sorry, but you do realize
you're playing
the season we've gone through.
That's true. It has been hot and cold.
Oh, you've activated playoff Jimmy.
Oh, it's like a hidden trap card.
My question is, this is an old cliche, like, well, why can't it always be playoff Jimmy? You just can't do it every day. I understand.
Well, that wouldn't make sense. Like, playoff Jimmy is for playoffs.
Yeah. You kind of got the lineup kind of secured. You got Kyle Lowry coming off the bench for now, at least.
Yep. Where the hell is Oladipo?
Oladipo and Duncan Robinson are at Calle Ocho right now.
Planning the parade.
You know what? They're scouting the parade the venue.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is good. I like this.
You got a great coach. You got Jimmy. You got Tyler. You got Bam. You got the rotation going. Maybe Max Strus can step. Remember, last year, Max Strus stepped up at the end of the season around this time. It really helped propel the team.
Look, I think what's going to happen over the next couple games is we're finally get the indication that we've been looking for all season. We're going to find out, are they who we thought they were, or have they finally turned the corner? And if they go and they go 2-2 or anything worse than essentially 3-1 on this next four and close out the season with this whole, you know, win one, lose one kind of vibe, we know that they are who we thought they were.
Yeah, that's one thing that Heat Week is going to teach us, what this Heat team is really about. If they go 2-2, they're exactly who we thought they were. Take a step forward, take a step back. Take a step forward, take a step back. I'm done. They're going to go to the play-in game. They might win a play-in game. They might lose the play-in game. And everybody's going to say, oh, you don't believe in the Heat. They're building. No, like, look, if you do it all season long, that's who you are. But if they go 3-1, which is realistic.
That's acceptable.
That's realistic. That's realistic.
And it's realistic.
It's realistic. You're playing NBA teams. You're playing good NBA teams that have a lot to play for. But if you go 4-0, there's reason to believe.
Was that a good Tobin?
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Someone
that was
actually really good. Like you.
Gooses.
Whoa!
Yeah, okay, hold on. Now we're getting good.
Gooses.
I gotta save that. Hold on, what time is it? I gotta write that down.
And I'm not trying to be a homer. I'm not trying to, you know, stoke the fires. I really think this team is gonna go 4-0 on this one. For the reasons I said. You've already won one.
You know
one.
What, Dan? I hope you're right.
I mean, I know I'm right about the first Knicks game. We got that one.
Yes, obviously.
I just believe that you're at home, you're hungry, you're playing a Brooklyn Nets team that, you know, they kind of lost some of their, you know what, in vinegar. You know, at first they were really fired up because they wanted to prove without KD and Kyrie, they're still a good team. They're starting to kind of, that's starting to fade away a little bit. You get them, now you got the two games. You got a little bit of momentum, and now you know, like, we got a shot here. You go in there, you beat Toronto, and I know Toronto, they're lying in the weeds waiting to get us, but we can get that win in Toronto, and then you go to the New York Knicks, and like I said, I still believe the Knicks are the Knicks. They're not a bad team. But they are the Knicks, and they're going to find a way to frustrate all those New Yorkers. And then they're going to come down here and raise prices, take over our beaches.
Bastards.
Oh, that's me personally.
Sorry, yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah. So, I mean, I really do. So I'm not playing, you know, the homer, the positive. I really do believe we go 4-0. And if you go 4-0 on this, you're logically in probably fifth place because the Knicks are going to find a way to fall here and there. Now, fifth place, that's exciting because then you got a nice little matchup in the NBA playoffs. Probably playing the Cavaliers. Cavaliers sneaky good, don't get me wrong. But that's a team that I wouldn't mind facing.
So sneaky.
I don't like sneaky good teams. I like good teams because, you know, you can go in there and beat them. Tennessee was good last night. FAU said, okay, we got this. But if Tennessee would have been sneaky good, like FAU is sneaky good. Like, some people didn't believe in FAU. Can you believe that?
Can you believe that? Who would be the kind of person?
Someone like me saying, Tennessee, we're an SEC school. We don't lose to Conference USA teams. Mm-hmm. We're number one earlier this year. We're really good. We got you, FAU, right where we want you. Wait, what happened? Okay, nonetheless.
Well, you know what, guys?
Uh-oh. What, Figgy?
I really do hope the Knicks piss off their own fans.
Wow.
Julius Randle, make all the boroughs hate you.
Yeah. For me, please. For me.